When Simon Tav Chav Ches, we are up to Siv Vav, we'll be doing Vav and Zayin. Klol Shebetoras Kohanim, the Tochacha of Bechukosai, Ein Mafsikim Behem. So the Mishnah Megillah says that you can't divide them. Elo Odom Echad Korakulam. One person lanes it all together, because if you divide it, it's Kilu Kotz Betochacha, that you stop in the middle and he stops laning it. Umaschilin bipsukim shalifneim, umasaimim bipsukim shalachreim. You don't begin or end with the tochacha, so we start with psukim of that are not tochacha, and we also end with psukim of not tochacha. Ava klolish of a Mishnah Torah, yicholim lahafsik behem. Really, the tochacha of kisavo, you're allowed to be mafsik, because that Moshe Rabbeinu said in third person. Whereas the tochacha in Bechukosai, Hashem speaks in his own first person. The minig is that we not mafsik in the tocha of kisavo either. So the minig according to the Ramah is that you don't call anyone up, you call up whoever wants. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that this really means ask who wants and then call him up. Lamaisa, we are knowing that the Balkori takes the aliyah. In some shuls, he gets called up Yamod, others don't. But there are some that make a mistake, and when you get to the Tochacha, he makes the bracha shel achrei, and you're laying without a bracha. That's wrong. You're not supposed to lay without a bracha. And since the Balkori is getting it, it's part of his job. He doesn't have to worry about any ayin hara. He doesn't have to worry that ki'ilu, the klolis, are being chal on him chalila. Now, what happens if the Balkor is a Kohen? So what you do is, when you lay the Tochacha in Parshas Bechukosai, so you give Kohen to him and you go all the way to the Tochacha. In Kisavo, then you should have Shesh Kruim until the Tochacha, and you give, Shiva Kruim, and you give him Achron. So this way he'll always be able to get it. Further, Siv Zayin, Shmona Psukim Achronim Shebetorah Im Mafsikim Behem, El Yochid Kores Kulam. This is very important for Vizos HaBracha on Simchas Torah. We're not supposed to be Mafsik in the middle of the last eight Psukim. There's a Machlokas in the Gemara. If Yeshua wrote it, this is Vayomas Moshe. If Yeshua wrote it or Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in tears. But since they're different than the rest of the Torah, they're not supposed to be split up. So that's why we lay that all dafka for the Chosn Torah and not for anybody else. Mishnah Berurah also brings down a minig of not breaking up the membeis masols in Parashas Maaseh, because the membeis are connected the shame membeis of Hashem. In fact, there are some that are even noheg that on Shabbos Mincha and Sheni Vachamishi, at the beginning of Parashas Maaseh, that they lay all of the memches masols for the shlishi. But the Yikar Din is not to break them up in the Kriya on Shabbos.